John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
On Friday, after we got off the air, we had the pleasure of doing an interview with John Travolta. We wanted to have him on the show, but he wasn't going to be here in time, so we taped an interview with him. He's got a new movie coming out on August 30th called The Fanatic, which is about a major fan of a Hollywood star.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the fanatic himself, whose name is Moose.
Uh-huh.
Right, he has issues. He's I think John refers to him as a man child.
Right,
he's autistic.
He's autistic. Yeah. He's on the spectrum. The movie was directed and written by Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, we're like, what
the hell? And that comes up in our conversation as well. But here's John and us together on a Friday, and this is part one of the interview. Part two gets even wilder. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I am damn fine now.
You sound good.
I'm almost giddy. I'll give you that much.
It is
great to meet you.
Thank you.
Straight off, I got to ask you, what would make you do a movie like this? You've got a rock star who writes a movie, writes a screenplay, has never directed a major film in his life, and you go, okay, big risk. Why?
Okay, good question. So Fred Durst is the rock star you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And his main love in life is film, you know, more even than music. 15 years ago, I think it was, but it could have been less, but he met with me to talk about the possibility of working together in film. So years go by and he writes this script called Moose then. Now it's called The Fanatic. And it was so good and it moved me so deeply. I said, we got to meet about this. What's your vision? So the test to a great director is, how do they articulate their vision?
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, you stay away from them. And if they can, it's a good chance that you're going to make a great movie.
I have to admit that going into it and thinking, I'm going to watch a Fred Durst movie, this is not what I expected. And literally from the get-go, when Moose shows up, it's like, wait a second. John, I don't want to curse this in any way. You deserve some kind of award for this film. This is like nothing you have ever played before.
Well, that is true.
But this guy, Moose, is he on the spectrum?
Yes.
That's Moose's
thing. I had to put him on the spectrum. He's a man-child for sure, but the reason he's a man-child to some degree is because he's on the spectrum. But his outrageous behavior at points when he gets confused or overwhelmed had to be justified in some way. So that's my choice to add that as part of the character attributes. But he's also an honest fan. You know, I understand being a fan. I've been a fan of people for years. It's just that his is on steroids, his love and passion. And when his favorite movie star in the world starts to mistreat him, as the people at work do and as people that bullied him his whole life, he utterly gets confused and overwhelmed and just misbehaves based on the confusion. And that's really what motivates the story, is his disbelief that someone he loves so much could be this mean to him. And the movie star is a great person, but a bad celebrity. So
that's a great way to put it.
And also,
that's a really good way to put it.
And he's mistimed it. This guy's having trouble with his ex-wife. He's having trouble with his career. He's having trouble with everything. And this guy, Moose, this fan, just mistimes every time he wants an autograph. It's at the worst moment he could possibly find.
On Moose, did you study somebody specific to get into that role?
Well, you know,
somebody on the spectrum?
Well, I've observed that over the years,
sure.
For sure. You build a character based on a lot of things, including firstly the script. And for some reason, I just felt like I could do this well. There's been about a half a dozen times where I felt like I had a character in my back pocket. You know, I did that with OJ, with Shapiro, or with Edna in Hairspray, or playing Clinton in
Primary Colors.
Even in Pulp Fiction, sometimes you just have a character that no one knows you have, but you just own it, or you feel like you can deliver.
Have you ever had a moose in your life, or have you ever had a fear of a moose in your life?
Well, I've certainly had devoted fans, and I've certainly had a myriad of types of fans. The only time they've crossed over line, one time 35 years ago, a fan was in my closet at my house.
And, and very moose of him, when you think of it.
It was a girl, and she was scared, and I was scared, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was going on. And then later there was a guy that came into a family dinner in our living room, and But they were not ill-intended, and I knew that. But there are fans out there. But this is a drama that's exaggerated the fandom in order to make a thriller/horror justifier, you know?
What is Moose's character? What is he trying to be? I realize he's a Bobby. There he is on Hollywood Boulevard, where all of the other characters are. Is he supposed to be someone in particular, or is he just being a British cop?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. I got a kick out of Moose choosing to be somewhere between Dick Van Dyke and in Mary Poppins and some other British character and not being very good at it.
And the mustache over the beard.
Over the beard.
And a very DiBella-esque mustache. Probably thinking a prop got his way over here.
I just love that it was so not anyone that anyone would be interested. You know, when he says, you know, London Bridge is over there, and there are the Beatles, and there's the Queen, and what the heck? You know, it's so random, and so, you know, but that's where Fred and I went with it. You know, we just thought it would be, it's eccentric, but it's also very kind of correct for Moose, you know.
We will continue with our interview with John Travolta at 8:10 this morning, and some things come out in that part of the interview about, well, especially about Samuel L. Jackson, that we found rather shocking.
Oh, yes.
All right, and a lot more. The man is a lot of fun, and we were really happy to have him on the show. On Friday, we had the opportunity to talk to John Travolta. He was here at the station, but he wasn't going to show up until after we got off the air. So we taped a conversation with him. He's got a new movie out, or a new movie coming out on August 30th called The Fanatic, about a guy who is, he's on the spectrum. He's, as John Travolta, he's a man-child, and he's a huge fan of this, especially this one, right, Hollywood actor. It's written and directed by Fred Durst. You have to admit, when you heard that, before you saw the film, right, did you already go, oh, how good?
What I think I went, okay.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I was about to, like, what the hell is Travolta thinking?
Apparently he's a big film geek.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. According to Travolta, he told us all about that earlier, right? But it ends up that that John and him, they became fast friends, and this is a project that's actually been going on for a real long time. So after we got done talking about the movie, which you'll be able to hear as a podcast if you missed it from earlier this morning, we started to talk to John about, well, his career. There was a time, I'll put it between Who's Talking Now, whichever the last one was, yes, and Pulp Fiction. And they kept talking about Pulp Fiction as your comeback, as your comeback. Did you feel you left? Because I always wondered how that felt for you, because you made movies in between those two.
Yeah, well, I think there's a... Okay, so there's... I think if you're looking for... From the Quentin Tarantino perspective, it wasn't that he was questioning that there was any lack of success, because, you know, at the time, Lucas Talking was the most successful comedy in history. Mm-hmm. It was that he felt that I had started my career with an Oscar nomination, and I had done great movies like Blowout and Urban Cowboy, and that he felt that I wasn't given the opportunity to do the quality of movies that he had imagined I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that... It was a comeback of depth, or a comeback of a higher end type of film versus a you know, what he would have thought as a light gesture. You know.
Do you have a favorite Samuel L. Jackson story?
Yes, but it's not a very. It's not. It was only interesting to me. It wasn't interesting. I don't know if anyone would be, but he was such a pro. He had his script. He had earmarked everything. It was perfect. I was like a mess coming with my script and pieces and all this stuff. And he was perfectly organized, like a great student would be in college or high school, with the binder, with the earmarks, with the markings, with the accoutrement, with the five pens. And I just was utterly impressed with...
He's a nerd.
Yeah, he's a nerd. Wow. Maybe that's how I should behaving with this format, you know.
Did you ever play golf with him? Do you play golf, and did you ever play with him?
I never played with him. I did play golf, but, you know, early on I realized I wasn't going to get good enough at it. But I went
There's a good golfer. There's wisdom in that.
I moved to tennis.
Do you have a favorite character? You've played so many different characters, each one so different than the next. Do you have a favorite of them all?
Well, I think that my favorite groupings of characters are the ones where I got to disappear, including this recent film with Moose, where you
Oh, you're gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Right, you're way gone. If it wasn't for your voice, there's no way anybody would know it was you.
Yeah, that's
really
true.
Your face plays a little
too. Where did the haircut come from for that?
Oh, that's a good question. So I said to Fred, but how are you going to make this guy look? Because, you know, the Hawaiian shirt was obvious, the shorts, the bad sneakers, all that.
Yeah,
was
the big socks.
The big socks were perfect. I said, yeah, but it's, you know, I'm mostly up here. You know, what are we going to make? And so he said, well, what you could think about a mullet? And I said, oh, man, I've never been that big of a fan of mullets. He said, well, there are different kinds of mullets. And I said, there are? And he said, yes. So I looked up about 150 of them. No. And then, bam, there was this dude that had the exact haircut that I have in the movie, plus the beard, plus these rimless glasses. And I texted it right to Fred. I said, I found it. I will do a mullet if you allow me to wear that mullet and wear those glasses. And we agreed upon it.
But that group of characters that you like? So.
I would say they're the ones, you know, the Pulp Fiction character, the Urban Cowboy character, the Edna character, the Stanton character playing Clinton. I'm talking about the character I had the most fun playing because I was able to disappear. So anytime I could have fun not being myself, because I utterly get bored playing myself.
So do you feel that Chili was you?
No. Not at all.
All right.
He was the kind of the James Bond, American James
Love
Bond.
Chili.
And Chili Palmer is a great character. So no, he would be inclusive of that. But the only thing that even reflects me a little bit is maybe parts of Phenomenon or parts of Look Who's Talking or something where, you know, I'm just doing comedy or... It's just when I get to bury myself, I have more fun. It's like a relief not having to be you. You being someone else. It's fun, you know.
Well, look, I can't thank you enough for this. And please come back. I realize you're a busy man. You have no reason to spend time in Philadelphia on a regular basis. But it is great to meet you. It's great to take this time. And if the opportunity ever arises, please come back because we would love to talk to you for hours on end.
Well, you guys are awesome and very interested. And I love how you become interested. It's very enthusiastic and it's contagious. So thank you.
Well, thank you. The movie is The Fanatic. It opens on August 30th. John Travolta, our guest. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Bravo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.